It is Friday morning, and you know, we've caught on to this Romper rumor, and to be honest with you, these two guys they never seen a version of Romper Room. They don't even know what that is.
I've seen Are You Smarter Than a Certain Grader. Is that trademark? Can I say that?
I don't know. That's why we can't name this game that. I'm not trying to get sued.
Right. But I will tell you this. For that third grade question in astrology last week, you had to have a biochemical engineering degree.
I don't know, David. You missed what's an adjective.
Well, I mean, listen, I am 59 years old. How many years has it been since I had to deal with an adjective?
You deal with adjectives every day. You say adjectives every day.
I deal with an adjective every day.
That's not a word.
No, he made it up.
All right, it is.
I think I'm already up 1-0 based on that response.
No, it's a word. If McCurley in the morning says it's a word.
That evens out what you did in this truck.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't think widgie-didgie is a word. Widgie-didgie in my truck, you ought to be killed for.
Widgie-didgie?
Yeah.
Runt in there.
Runt. Somebody crawled up in him and
send him to the coroner.
What is wrong with that word?
It's coroner.
Not coroner. It's not coroner.
It's not C-A-R.
Hey, watch Medea and see how she calls it. Coroner.
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 It's the person that comes and tells you that somebody crawled up in you and died. How about that? All right.
Giddens up first.
Giddens first.
You know the rules.
Yep.
You know the rules. You know what's going on here.
I've had a winning formula recently. We've always started with first grade geography.
Hey, winning formula is called food.
Yeah.
What do we call land completely surrounded by water?
An island.
Correct. David?
Give me first grade English.
Which word names an object? Pencil? Jump fast.
Pencil.
Correct.
What about you're fasting and you have a fast?
That's not an object.
That's not an object, Giddens. A fast is not an object.
A fast is something that you absolutely should not do. All right, let's go. Second grade. You don't have to do second grade.
You do fifth grade.
Second grade history.
What ancient civilization built stone cities in Central America?
The Mayans?
Correct.
I was either going to say that or the Aztecs.
Would both of those have been right or just Mayans?
I think the Aztecs were lower. I think they were in South America.
I think so,
too. Them and the Incas.
Yeah, I don't think they were here. All right, I'll do a second grade geography.
Which ocean touches Africa's eastern coast?
Oh, good God. Which ocean touches Africa's east coast, right?
Yeah, eastern coast.
That'd be the Indian Ocean?
Correct.
Yeah.
There you go, David.
Yeah. You want hoping you'd say the African Ocean.
The Baltic Sea.
It's the African Ocean.
I was waiting for him to say like a Baltic Sea and not say ocean. The Nile River.
So we're 2-2.
Third grade science.
What do you call a group of stars that forms a pattern in the sky?
That's a constellation.
Correct.
I'm going to miss this, but I'm going to say third grade science as well.
What tool shows directions using north, south, east, and west?
What tool
shows directions using north, south, east,
that
and west?
That would be a compass.
Correct. They're in those third grade questions.
Hey, we're 3-3. Hey, we're 3-3, kiddo.
This month, I'm going to start asking those questions he gave me the other day.
No.
No, you have to have a physics degree to answer that third grade science question. All right, Giddens, go ahead.
We'll go fourth grade English.
What type of sentence gives a command? What type of sentence gives a command?
A mother.
Eat it.
A direct sentence.
Oh, man, I don't remember the word for it right now.
I don't either. I think I know it, too, but I don't remember what it's called. All right,
what
it's
type
our
of
show
gives a command.
Five, four.
Eat that food, Giddens.
I don't know.
Not even a guess?
Nothing's even coming to mind right now besides something I don't think is right at all. So,
can I say, is it a command?
No.
That's what kind of sentence gives a command?
A command.
I didn't know. I thought you said direct, not command.
It's an imperative sentence.
Okay. Imperative. Yeah. All
right, so what have I got left?
The only thing that came to mind was a thing that I don't even think is a word. I kept saying in my head, perjunction.
Perjunction?
You know, like, that's perjunction, not a thing.
Junction. What's your function?
You got math and history left.
I want to do fourth grade history.
What U.S. purchase doubled the nation's size in 1803?
What purchase doubled the nation's size
in
what year?
1803.
That would be the... Oh, man.
It's most likely for the win here, because you both have math left.
Gosh, I know it, and I can't think of the name of it. It's not the Louisiana Purchase, I know.
Hour-long show.
Come on, David.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How about the...
Our show, David.
The Alaskan Purchase.
You said it, David. It's the Louisiana Purchase.
I wouldn't thought that would have been... That wouldn't have... What'd you say?
Doubled the nation's size.
It's Louisiana Purchase.
Why would that have doubled?
It didn't purchase just Louisiana.
It purchased a lot of the Midwest.
Like Florida and the Midwest and all that.
See, that's a trick question. I ought to get that one over.
You both got fifth grade math left. All right,
fifth grade math for the win.
Here we go.
Simplify the fraction 21 over 28.
21 over 28.
Now, wait a minute. What is simplify? In percentage or in fraction form?
In fraction form. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be 3/4.
Yeah.
Correct.
I got that one, too. So let's go tiebreaker.
What is the value of 4/5 written as a decimal?
As a decimal?
You can give me a decimal or a percentage. I'll take either one.
It's 4/5, you said, is 0.8 or 80%.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're tied up.
Overtime. Tied up. Tiebreaker time.
So we don't get to choose our...
Just picking fifth grade in any of the subjects.
Don't give me fifth grade English, whatever you do.
So we're giving fifth grade English.
Oh.
Giddens, what is the term for the background information given at the beginning of a story?
Oh, good God.
What is the term for the background information
given at... At the beginning of a story.
Can either one answer this for the win?
No.
Good God. Actually, I don't know it. It's one of two. I think it's one of two things.
I mean, there's one thing I'm thinking in my head, but I don't think it's the answer you're looking for.
What do you think it is? Go ahead and say
it. I'm not going to say it because I don't think it's the right answer.
We'll give the answer.
What is the background information given?
You've asked
the
that three times.
Well, the only thing that's coming to my head, and I don't think it's right, is prologue, and I know it's not right.
No.
Is it either preface or forehand?
Nope.
What is it?
Exposition.
Exposition. Oh, of course it is, yeah. Yep.
All right. This is for me for the win.
Yeah. What is the term for clues in a story that hint at future events?
Oh, man. I know this.
A dangling participle.
Is that your answer? Final answer?
What are clues?
What is the term for clues in a story that hint at future events?
Who knows?
I know.
The answer is not an adjective, by the way.
Giddens can say it, but he's not going to win.
Yeah. No.
Go.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Get out of the dadgum English.
Get out of the English.
All right.
Fifth grade science time, baby.
Nope. Fifth grade history, social studies.
Oh, even worse.
That's even worse.
What empire ruled much of the Middle East during the Middle Ages?
I think the Persian Empire.
Nope. Ottoman Empire.
Ugh.
You're close. David, what empire built a vast road system across Europe and parts of Africa?
You got to be kidding me. That would be H&H Asphalt. Who knows? I'm going to say...
You're going to get it right, I guess.
The Ming Empire.
The Ming Empire in Europe?
Can I answer?
You asked, yeah.
Yeah.
And Roman.
It's Roman Empire. I should just give Giddens your questions.
No. Go to something that we might have a chance at.
Well, we clearly don't because we're not good at fifth grade questions.
We're not even good at third grade questions.
I'm trying to find a... I'm running out of questions here, fellas. You got to get something right for me.
Fifth grade lunch. Fifth grade lunch. Was it pizza or spaghetti?
I don't know. I just ate it.
What is the capital of Finland?
Oh, man. I think I know it. It's Helsinki.
Yes.
Okay. Go on and give him the win.
David, what is the capital of Norway?
I think I know it.
Belgium.
Belgium.
I don't know what the capital of Norway is.
Guess. At least a city.
I don't know.
You know a single city in Norway?
No, I don't. I really don't.
I think
don't.
I only know one. I think it's the capital.
I really don't. Nothing's coming to mind.
No guesses?
No.
It's Oslo.
Giddens wins.
Yeah, it's rigged.
Three in a row.
Rigged.
All David had to do was get what U.S. purchased doubled the nation's size in 1803, and
said
it.
And I said it, but I just didn't realize that that was. I thought it was something else. All right.
Wow, David. So Giddens close.
Giddens is three in a row, but he's still five behind because he lost 10 in a row.
It keeps growing. It's like eight in a row and then nine and a half.
I'm just telling you, man, you lost 10 in a row.
I was not out 10 weeks in a row.
You're still down by five.